Our listeners know I love homes. I love everything about homes, new homes, remodeled homes. I can just get immersed in homes, whether I'm looking for one or not, because I think they're fascinating and I love to see how they're advancing in the industry. Well, your chance to see that is coming up with the showcase of new and remodeled homes and outdoor living. It's sponsored by the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. We lovingly call them BRAG Ann Arbor. Their website is bragannarbor.com. And they are featuring these new and remodeled homes June 27th and 28th, that's Saturday and Sunday, next weekend, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can visit new custom and model homes, remodeled projects, and even outdoor living spaces. And over the last few weeks, we've been spending time talking with some of the builders who are going to be out there to give you a sneak peek at what you're going to see. Admission is $10, ages 16 and under free, and they accept cash or check only at the door. You can get tickets online as well by going to showcaseofhomes.net. That's showcaseofhomes.net. They have four custom homes, seven new construction models, four remodels, and two outdoor living spaces in this year's Showcase of Homes. And today we're going to take a look at a couple of those with MI Homes of Michigan. And joining us to talk about it here on the Lucianne Lantz Show, 1290 WLBY, we welcome the Director of Sales for MI Homes, Alessandra Cacamo. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you, too. Thanks for having us.
Well, you've got the perfect person asking you questions because I do love homes. I'm one of those people that constantly is on Zillow and Realtor.com and trying to see what's out there. So can't wait to hear more about MI Homes. And also with us is marketing coordinator Nyla Hollins, and good to have you here as well.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us a little bit about MI Homes, Alessandra, and what the history is behind this company.
Yeah, so MI Homes is a little over 50 years old. We started out in Columbus, Ohio. We are a national builder, publicly traded, and are in 17 different divisions across the nation. And it started with Melvin and Irving. They were cousins.
That's the MI. It's not Michigan. It's
yes, exactly. Huh. We hear that all the time. People think that it is Michigan Homes, but in fact, it is standing for Melvin and Irving. And they were cousins, and they started this business over 50 years ago. And their main motto was treat our customers right. So every day when we're face to face with our customers, you're walking through our doors. We're there to treat you right and make the experience of building a new home is smooth, easy, and it's an exciting process. So we enjoy doing that every single day.
I think it's fascinating to work with a builder on these issues. Mm-hmm. And MI Homes, I know, is really great about your product lines, what you offer, and the quality of your homes is really spectacular. Let's find out about the two homes that are on the showcase this year from MI Homes of Michigan. Nyla, tell me a little bit about these properties. One is in Saline Township, the other in Chelsea.
Yes, so Andalina Farms is in Saline, and we also have Heritage Farms, which is in Chelsea, Michigan. So Heritage Farms offers six floor plans, two-story floor plans up to 3,000 square feet. Heritage Farms allows for a very peaceful suburban lifestyle, being less than 25 minutes away from Ann Arbor. And then Andalina Farms features two-story homes and ranches, with five floor plans surrounded by top-rated schools in the Saline area schools.
Wonderful. And Andalina Farms is just off Michigan Ave, out yeah. Austin Roadway, out that way, mm-hmm. To the little bit out to the west of Saline there. So let's start with that. That's number 11 on the tour this year, Andalina Farms. It's a stylish model, open layout, loft, and contemporary design. Tell me a little bit more about this home. What's it like?
Yeah, so that home, what I love about it is that it's open and airy, and it's built for modern families today. So something that you won't get in resale that's so nice with this Madison floor plan is the large mudroom area, right? Families now are coming in and want to drop their items off right when they come in through the door. And then that open floor plan on the main level. So families can gather together. You could be in the kitchen. You can be in the family room and still all feel included and spend that quality time together. Another great feature is the upstairs loft area. It's just that extra living space to encourage the family to especially the kids, to come out of their come out of their bedrooms and hang out. It's a great space to play games or watch TV there. So those
yet,
are
they're some, still a little bit removed if the parents are downstairs, right?
Yes. So yes, exactly. So it's that additional living space that, you know, sometimes you might want to wait a year to finish your basement, and then you're still going to have that space up there for additional activities that you would otherwise use that basement space for.
Yeah. 2,450 square feet, four bedrooms, along with the loft space, and then 2.5 bathrooms in this beautiful open floor plan. A large front porch on this, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place to either do your wine nights or watch the kids play on the sidewalk. So, I love the community because the people that come through there, they're just so happy to be part of a new community. Everyone's new. Everyone's ready and excited to make friends with their neighbors. There's no cliques yet existing.
Right.
Like, you'll get in an older neighborhood. So it's just really rewarding to walk these buyers through this home buying process and journey and then see them then flourish once they're moved in and grow their families.
And it also has a 3-car garage and a stone exterior. So it's got a lot of really nice amenities that people are looking for. And I like that it's 2,450 square feet. It's just perfect, I think, for a growing family like that.
Yeah. And the nice thing, too, with that is it's a great square footage, but also that square footage is so intentional and well planned. Uh-huh. There's really none of that wasted space that you may sometimes otherwise see. So our buyers love that.
2767 Silo Drive in Saline Township. What's the price point on the starting price of these homes generally?
They're going to be in your mid-fives.
Okay. All right. So that's Andalina Farms. Then MI Homes also has an offering in the Showcase of Homes this year over in Chelsea, and this is at Heritage Farms. Tell us about this property.
Yeah, so that property is located 1 mile from downtown Chelsea, which, if you haven't been, highly recommend. It's a very cute
area.
Yeah. And there we have 5 different floor plans, or 6 floor plans. We just offered a 6 floor plan that now has a first floor guest bedroom.
Oh, people are looking for that. That's great. And I heard you say ranches, too. I mean, that is nice that you have ranch floor plans with MI Homes.
Yeah, we do in our Andalina Farms community.
Okay.
Heritage would be all colonial.
Okay.
Our model home there is a Peyton floor plan, and that one is great for the upstairs laundry room. And again, that one has a beautiful front porch as well. And then a lot of flex space in the front of the home. Whether you work from home, it's a great space, or want to use it as a playroom or a parlor. So there's a lot. The home's great to grow into.
How wonderful. Upstairs laundry room.
Yes.
You know, that is a lifesaver for so many families, isn't it? Yeah, that's a great feature there, along with that spacious loft. And I'm looking at some of the photos that are on showcaseofhomes.net. This is home number 2. At Heritage Farms in Chelsea, this beautiful model with an open floor plan, 516 Heritage Farms Boulevard. And you'll be able to tour through these homes we're talking about June 27th and 28th. Again, visit showcaseofhomes.net and you can find out more information. How many square feet is this one in Chelsea?
So that one's about 2,900 square feet.
Wow, that's great. It has something called a morning room.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yeah, the morning room is a very popular option, and it's good for all four seasons, and it's right off of your nook area, so it's a great area to relax the morning with your cup of coffee or wind down in the evening with a nice book. So it's surrounded on all sides with windows. And so it's just a great scenic space, especially with that neighborhood. We have so many beautiful home sites with pretty backyards backing up to trees or cute little farm area. And so it's just a great space to enjoy and kind of rewind.
Okay, and that one you're going to enter off of Dexter Chelsea Road, again, about a mile out from downtown Chelsea. Again, these are on the tour coming up, the Showcase of Homes. Nyla, are you finding that are there certain kinds of homes people are looking for right now, ranches versus, you know, like the Alessandra was mentioning about the first floor bedroom? But are people still wanting colonials? What are you seeing in your clientele?
I would say it varies by what a family needs and what they're looking for. A lot of, you know, multi-generational families living in the same home really want that first floor bedroom. And I will also say buyers are really looking for more space. They want to host more. So with us having the open concept, they're able to have people in their family rooms, the loft area. We just have the thoughtfully designed floor plans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the options that we have, we're meeting everybody's needs. So if you are an older couple or, you know, can't do the stairs, that's where our ranch floor plans come in. So I would say it really varies on what people are looking for, but we do have the ability to offer that to them.
And what their lifestyle is. You can meet that lifestyle.
Yeah.
We're talking with Nyla Hollins, marketing coordinator, and Alessandra Cacamo. She is director of sales for MI Homes of Michigan. They are in the showcase of homes this year with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor producing this show. It really is a beautiful show, and they've got 17 different homes, including these two that we've been talking about here. Are there misconceptions about doing new construction, and what might those be? And let's kind of counter some of those and help people understand the process when you're doing new construction. Alessandra?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the big misconceptions is exactly that process itself. It could be intimidating. I think that a lot of, especially first-time home buyers, might think that it's a complicated process or that the homes are out of reach in terms of affordability. So I would say those are the two biggest misconceptions. Building a new home or choosing one of our quick move-in homes that's already built, mm-hmm. even better, is a simple process. We have very highly trained new home sale consultants that are there to help find the home that fits your needs based on what you share with them. And then we don't do any construction loans. That's a big misconception. There's a one-time earnest money deposit. So once you choose your floor plan, choose your home site, or choose that quick move-in home that's already ready to go, you would just put down an earnest money deposit and would sign a purchase agreement.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. I think that would be a big surprise to a lot of people out there. Because it's not every day you're buying a new home, so and doing new construction.
Right.
So, yeah.
And what makes it even easier as well, too, is we have MI Financial. So with MI Financial, we make sure that the loan side of things match the construction side of things so that they both line up and are ready to go on the day of closing.
Okay. And generally, the earnest money, how does that work? How much is that? Is it a certain percentage of the price of the home?
Yeah, it's a fixed number depending on the community. With Heritage Farms, it's $15,000. And with Andalina Farms, the prices are a little higher there, so it would be $25,000.
Okay. And then again, then you're making your arrangements with your bank or with the MI Financial, and that'll happen what? Is this usually a 6 to 9 month process for a new build?
For a new build, it is about a 6 month process.
Okay.
You'd pick your floor plan, you pick your home site, and then those structural upgrades that you want with your home. Like we discussed, that morning room is a very common upgrade that buyers enjoy. And then from there, you'll have 30 days to finalize your interior color selections. After that, you'll have 3 meetings with the construction manager throughout the build. The first one will be to just review the plans and make sure that before we start digging, it's exactly as you expect. And then you'll do a pre-drywall walk where you'll be able to walk through your home while it's framed and kind of see behind the walls before we start to cover them up.
Highly recommend when you do that, take pictures, everyone, because mm-hmm. so often afterwards, after it's all completed, you want to remember what is behind your walls, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then from there, we will then have your new home orientation where your home will be complete. We'll walk through it and show you the functionality of the home and how to take care of that home, and then kind of review our 10-year structural warranty with that as well.
Yeah, great information. Thank you so much. Go online to mihomes.com and get more details. mihomes.com/Michigan if you want to get right to the spot for what they're doing, building here in Michigan. And better yet, why not walk through these two homes that are on the tour coming up next weekend, the 27th and 28th. It is the Showcase of Homes. Visit showcaseofhomes.net. Homes number 2 and 11 on the tour are from MI Homes of Michigan. So nice talking with both of you today. Thank you so much. Is there a favorite feature you love that MI Homes does that might set it apart from other builders out there? What might that be?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that morning room is a big, big feature, as well as the upstairs laundry room. We always hear that that's very popular, especially when you have that loft area upstairs. It's a good place to fold your laundry and do your ironing all in that one general area.
Nyla, what about for you?
I think mine would be the morning room. I just think it's nice and slow morning, just there, sun on you.
Great way to start the day.
Definitely, yeah.
Thank you so much. Nyla Hollins, Marketing Coordinator, and Alessandra Cacamo, Director of Sales for MI Homes of Michigan. Featured on the Lucianne Lance Show, along with Bragg Ann Arbor, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Visit showcaseofhomes.net. Get all the details about the upcoming show, June 27th and 28th. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.